That's Ellis Paul, California, a song that he wrote during the shutdown, during this shelter-in-place situation that we have all found ourselves in. Again, you are listening to Lakeshore Public Radio, Midwest Beat. I'm your host, Tom Lounges. And today's show is, well, basically all about surviving COVID, dealing with the situation our world is in. And that also includes all the craziness in the streets, the protesting, the violence, the anger that being locked in, I think, has caused so many people. We were discussing that earlier with Eric and Char, who are my in-studio guests and co-hosts today. We heard there from Ellis Paul. Coming up in just a little bit, we've got Bridget Purdy joining us from California. We still have my good friend Dan Navarro calling in as well. But right now, from Sweet Home Chicago, that gal with all that sass, it's Liz Mandeville. Hi, Liz. I love you.
Hi, Tom. So nice to hear your voice.
It's nice to hear yours, too. I miss you. I miss everything about what we all do for a living.
I miss all our summer concerts with you and, oh, just, yes. It's a beautiful summer. I'm very happy to be alive, but it would be wonderful if the circumstances were a little bit different.
Now, I know that a lot of what you do is very public-based. I mean, you do the yoga, you do the crystal bowl thing you were discussing last time you were here, which I don't really have my head around. My wife would probably understand that better. But obviously, you perform all over. You tour overseas. You're very big in France. You play all over Chicagoland, all the big rooms. You play across the country. You record. What's this been like for you? I mean, you, like so many musicians, are an outgoing person. You're always busy. You're running at 11 constantly. And now suddenly, you're like me. You're sitting in the basement like a mushroom, just hanging out and trying to figure out how to occupy your time most creatively. So what have you been doing?
Mushrooms.
You go, Liz. Staying
Nowhere
healthy.
You got to be. Good time to do mushrooms. Actually, I always try to find the silver lining in whatever dark cloud is passing over in life. So for me, this has been a really wonderful opportunity to woodshed with my guitar. And I immediately, as soon as I heard about the quarantine, of course, we had just released our latest album on Blue Kitty Music. I co-wrote a whole lot of songs with our friend from Italy, Dario Lombardo, and Peter Strike from the Netherlands, and Philippe Fernandez from Big Dez in Paris, and Ilana Katzkatz, and who am I forgetting? Oh, Minoru Moriyama, my wonderful guitar player friend from Chicago that I work with almost all the time. And I just put together an album called Playing with Fire, and we had a release party at Buddy Guy's Legends March 15th.
Wow.
And after that, that was the very last day. They just squeezed me in, and then everything shut down.
I think you were our next concert at the Record Bin, too, and we had to cancel. We had Eric and Char were going to do their CD release. You had yours that you were going to do, and we wound up by Head Honchos was our last show, and like within a week, everything came to a screeching halt. So we have to rebook all that stuff once we get a little sanity back. And that said, are you doing any kind of performing at this point?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Things are opening up a little bit again.
Well, I'm not booking anything because right now they're talking about a third wave and that the virus is mutated and it's more dangerous than ever. So I had pneumonia a few years ago, and that was enough not being able to breathe for me. I'm staying home. I'm just going for a walk for my health every day, and other than that, I stay home.
Okay.
But from my home, I'm so fortunate. I mean, this is great that during this shutdown we have the internet, and I've been doing two concerts a week from my home. And I just broadcast on my Facebook Live page. Every Thursday at 6 p.m., I do an hour, happy hour blues concert. And every Saturday at 7:30, I do an hour and a half of live music. And I've been having, my stepson is staying with us right now.
Is he a player? Here.
Oh, yeah. He plays guitar. He writes music. He's very, very creative, really good energy to have. And so he and I have been playing together almost every day. And he's played with me last night for the Happy Hour Blues concert. It's Liz Mandeville on Facebook. And then I also was asked to create a video for a benefit for the Chicago Food Depository. Nice. And so I got together, and it was great because I went downtown 2 days before all the rioting happened.
Mm.
And shot live video, and the streets were completely deserted. We were able to go out into the middle of Michigan Avenue and shoot video. So I started my own YouTube channel, and I'd love it if people would subscribe to Liz Mandeville on YouTube. And let's see, what else? I've been writing.
Can we link to all of this at LizMandeville.com, your official website? Do you have all the links there for the YouTube and for all the other things you're doing?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Visit my website. I'm not working anywhere that I'm getting paid, so I'm asking people for donations for my music. I'm not looking for a handout, but I hope that people enjoy the music and will just tip me like they would if they were going to a live concert.
Looks like you're doing yoga, too.
Oh, yeah. I do 3 yoga classes a week. In fact, usually Friday at 1:15, I do a yoga concert, but I just told everybody, let's do it at 2:15 today because I want to talk to Tom.
There's lounges messing up everyone's world again.
Hey, that's all right. I'm happy to because I'm able to tell people about what I'm doing. Thanks to you. Thank you so much. And you're such a great supporter of local music. It's
absolutely
really a blessing to have you in my life. Monday and Wednesday at 4:00, I do hatha yoga.
Nice.
And no experience necessary. You do need to have a yoga mat that you could lie down on, but you can get those from Amazon. And the big thing is I'm kind of a big deal here, you know. I was nominated by the Blues Blast Music Awards for Female Blues Artist of the Year 2020.
Yay. Congrats.
I need everyone to vote for me, though, because it's like they nominate certain artists. There's a nominating committee, and they nominate certain artists. But I have very stiff competition, so I need all my people that love me to vote for me at bluesblastmagazine.com.
bluesblastmagazine.com. Vote for Liz, Female Blues Artist of the Year. And again, your music, for those that aren't familiar, you have a zillion albums out and videos and all of that. And you not only do blues, but you are a jazz singer. You've done torch songs. I mean, you play the washboard. I mean, there's so many things that just you're fabulous at. That's why you're one of my favorite artists, because I never know which Liz is going to pop up. You're like the Sybil of music, if you will. And I mean that as a compliment.
You have
so many different things that you're excellent at, and I enjoy your jazz, your blues. I like when you stomp around when we had you over the art theater and you came into the crowd and you were just really working it. I mean, you've got so much personality and energy. I'm having a hard time picturing you staying at home and not bouncing off the walls because you are.
Well, I really enjoy making people happy. And for me, blues has always been triumph over tragedy. You know, if you can laugh at your problems, that then they're not so big. And I really, this Blues Blast Award is the first time I've ever been nominated or recognized in anything in the 30 plus years of my career. I started in 83. And so it really means the world to me that I was nominated, and it would be so wonderful to win. But, it's just such an honor to have been nominated and to be recognized by my peers that way.
It's interesting to note because, like I said when I introduced Liz, very sassy. She's got a little double entendres and things in her songs. And she is the only singer I know in which the devil is in her name. Mandeville.
So true.
And if you look at it, devil is right there in the center of everything.
It's true.
You're such a naughty girl.
I'm kind of naughty.
I love it. You,
I'm not bad, though. I'm just naughty.
Not bad.
You're good naughty.
Is there anything else we can talk about real quick? Because I know you've got to get to your yoga broadcast here. Is there a silver lining? Have you been writing songs at all during this?
Oh, yes. I have been writing. Every Sunday at 1 o'clock, I do a meditation with the Crystal Singing Bowls, meditation and mantra. And I've been writing some yoga-inspired songs. And I've also been writing some blues. And we had intended to get together with the engineer I like to work with. And so we're working on some new videos. We're working on new music. And I also get together twice a week with my buddy, Lar Fitzgerald, over in Michigan. And we have been woodshedding on guitar, so you're going to be hearing some new guitar chops from Liz too, because we've completed a couple of classes. Kirk Fletcher, wonderful guitar player, has a class on True Fire, and I don't get any money for that, but that's a wonderful asset if you're a guitar player, just to learn some new chops and stuff. So
we mentioned
new music coming.
We mentioned earlier at the beginning of the show, truefire.com is where Eric, who's in studio with me as my co-host, does flat picking with Eric Lambert. So you can go. I didn't even know about True Fire until, you know, just recently here.
It's an amazing, amazing website and channel. I mean, I flew down to Fort Lauderdale a couple of years ago to do my first DVD with them. And I see that I'm going to be in a teaching website with Muriel Anderson and Robin Ford. And
love Robin Ford.
Just more great guitar players than you can shake a stick at. And it's just a great website for a guitarist who wants to get better.
Right.
It truly is. Lar Fitzgerald and I get together twice a week on Instant Messenger. And we have completed a Jeff McEwen class. We did part of a Matt Schofield class, and now we're working on Kirk Fletcher, and it's just like so many different styles of guitar playing on there. It's a really wonderful resource, and I'll check out your class. What's your class called?
I have a channel, which is called Flat Picking with Eric Lambert.
Cool.
100 videos, more than 100 videos now, on the style and on the technique and tunes to go with it.
Wonderful. And is that part of True Fire?
It is part of True Fire. My DVD is called 1-2-3 Bluegrass. But they also have channels that artists upload their own content to. And I have one of those called Flat Picking with Eric Lambert.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, let me check that out.
All right.
Well, I guess that's it for me. People, please follow me on Spotify, iTunes. Please subscribe to my my YouTube channel and download my new record, Playing with Fire. And vote for me.
I just did.
Vote. All right.
You
a vote for Liz is a vote for blues. There you go.
That's right. Every vote is love.
You know, speaking of the double entendres, I'm going to play, you know, you have so many great songs. I mean,
thank
Rub
you.
My Belly, Scratch My Kitty. I mean, I just love them. But this one, I don't know if we've ever played this one on the air, so I'm going to do your Biscuit song, if that's all right. We're going to see if we can make it rise.
Fun.
All right.
Thank you so much.
We're going to pop them in the oven with Liz Mandeville. Again, LizMandeville.com. He loves my biscuits. And we love Liz. Stay with us. We've got Bridget Purdy joining us after this.
My baby loves my cooking, and I love to watch him eat. There's nothing I like better than to grill my baby's meat. He comes straight home for dinner every night. Says I love my sugar mama, 'cause she makes that dinner right. But he loves my biscuits. He loves my biscuits. He loves my biscuits. With the butter running down, says, "Ooh, my little honey, got the best biscuits in town." they come out nice and brown. I holler, Daddy, don't you eat them all, save you some for later. Says it's gonna save me one or two to have with your hams and taters. You know he loves my biscuits.
Her biscuits, and I love her music. Vote for Liz. A vote for Liz is a vote for the blues. I love elections. Nah, not really. Too much going on. This is Tom Lounge. You're listening to Midwest Beats. This is our COVID shelter show, I guess, for lack of a better word. We're talking about all the different things going on in the world right now with the COVID virus and the protesting in the streets and the racial unrest and the civil unrest that's happening, and how musicians are dealing with it through original music, through their habits, their live concerts. And we're going to play another dear friend of this show and a good friend of mine, Bridget Rios Purdy. And this is a new song from her. We're going to try to get her on the phone. We've been trying to call, so hopefully we can get her on after this. This is a new one from her called Memphis Hot.
Shuffling my walk, full moon over midnight. You can hear the city talk. We got a hotline. We got a hotline. Born in another city, but you can't get Memphis out your mind. BB King and Union, Second Street and Bill, WC Handy. Mississippi's calling you. City walking shoes, smoky bars and guitars, ain't nothing but the blues. We got a hotline, we got a hotline. Born in another city, but you can't get Memphis out your mind. Born in another city, but you can't get Memphis out your mind. Born in another city, but you can't.
Bridget Purdy, Memphis Hot. And Bridget's been a guest on this show many times. She's performed at my record store. She has performed here at Crown Point's Bulldog Park for me and Highland's gazebo stage. And we bring her in from lovely Los Angeles. And she's been really kicking butt and taking names. I met her through Paul Rogers, Bad Company. She used to sing backup for Paul and artists like The Who and all these wonderful people. She's worked with Dolly Parton, Dionne Warwick, Tim Bogart, which, Eric, you know, from Hot Tuna and Airplane.
Beck Bogart and Apps.
Yeah, good stuff. So for some reason, we are not able to get Bridget on the phone. Jose is working feverishly over there in the engineering department trying to get her on the horn. We do have Dan Navarro coming up in just a little bit. We'll be playing some music from him as well. But my guests in studio are Eric Lambert and Shar. And again, you're going to be performing tomorrow at the Mason Jar.
The Mason Jar on Liberty Street in Lowell, Indiana.
New venue.
Yes.
Tell me about the venue. I've never heard of it, never been there, so.
We had the good fortune to have dinner there a couple of times, Shar and I, before the COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And we enjoyed it very much, and at that time, you know, Char's always working. Char's always working, man. I'm stuffing my face with ribs, and Char gets it on the calendar, you know, for a summer date, and then the COVID hit, and
yeah, we're kind of curious if it was going to happen, but
how big of a venue is it? You said it's an outdoor gig, so I'm assuming it's got like a patio area.
Yeah, it's a patio.
We're on the patio, you know. We might. Golly, I don't know. Could there be 50 people out there?
I'm not sure.
So I guess anywhere from 5 to 15, depending upon, you know, there folks are being encouraged to bring lawn chairs,
mm-hmm.
blankets. They have dining tables up on the patio, but they've also put some picnic tables out in and around. So they're trying to accommodate folks to come in.
And what time is the show?
7 p.m.
And how long are you playing? Are you the only act on the bill?
We're the only act, and we'll play for 2 hours.
Okay.
We'll have our buddy Mike Engel come in and play mandolin with us.
That's your student?
Yes, my mandolin student, Mike Engel, yeah.
Excellent. What's going on as far as the new material that you, obviously you played two songs that are not recorded yet, correct? The two you played earlier?
We've already been over to John Carpenter's.
So you have laid them down.
And everything has been recorded. I've started a new tune that I think might be finished in terms of lyrics. I can read some of that to you if you like.
Sure.
It's not finished musically, but it goes simply, born a sharecropper's son in Alabama, fought a nonviolent fight for mankind. Stood tall on the bridge there in Selma, didn't back down from speaking his mind. He was arrested and beaten again and again, laid his life on the line to be free. He was there when colored people won the right to vote, made good trouble for you and for me.
Hmm.
John Lewis, an American hero, went home to his maker today. Civil rights has lost a great leader. Let's all get in the way. He was honored and elected to Congress and served there for 17 terms. He was awarded the Medal of Freedom, an award he so justifiably earned. He championed the nonviolent protest, a lesson he learned from Dr. King. He was admired by members of both parties. He implored us to do the right thing. John Lewis, an American hero, went home to his maker today. a force that couldn't be silenced. Let's all get in the way. Now suddenly the people have awakened. We saw George Floyd get murdered in the street, a crime that's been going on for decades. Its acceptance is becoming obsolete. Now our cities are alive with cries for justice. I think John is smiling from above. The man was a giant, strong as Goliath, peaceful and loving like a dove. John Lewis, an American hero, went home to his maker today. Let an uphill fight for equality. Let's all get in the way.
So you have recorded that?
No. This I have not. I just finished writing it like yesterday.
Wow. Wow.
But it will get recorded with John and Char. And we don't know if we'll have additional musicians or not, but we will record that.
What's the plan as far as marketing? Obviously, that is very topical in today's environment, given what's going on. Are you going to release it as an online single, or how are you going to do this? How are you going to get that to people's ears?
We will get it recorded, like two or three other tunes we've chosen from the record. We will create lyric videos, okay. Post them on my YouTube channel, of course, and on Facebook. And we're kind of over the limit on tunes now.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
For the new disc, yeah. So we'll probably...
No more sitting on the couch.
Double album.
Yeah, we've talked about offering an unreleased track on the website in exchange for an email address so we can do more direct marketing, of course.
Okay.
But Carrie Estrin is behind the radio promotion end of it. And we'll come to you on grateful and on hands and knees and ask for for your input from your promotional expertise.
I'll be happy to give it.
But, you know, it was a conversation that Carrie and I had recently. And Carrie is Carrie Estrin in Nashville, who's been mentoring the project from the beginning, the songwriting, everything. Mm-hmm. We talked about, holy cow, we wrote what we thought were some pretty powerful songs. And they're out of vogue.
Hmm.
Gun violence in schools with kids. I thought I wrote a great tune. That almost sounds passé. Is that incredible or what?
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing, but what's replaced it is not a good thing.
No.
No.
So, you know, the thing is, there's always so many hot topics out there. And again, going back to your earlier song about learning to love, I think we all just need to learn to love. And Jose just gave me a signal that I'm loving to get. That means Bridget Purdy is on the phone with us from Los Angeles. Bridget, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you so much for having me.
I thought we weren't going to get you for a minute there. I was like, well, she's not answering. She's mad at me.
Oh, no. I could never be mad at you. Come on now.
I get insecure every time I call a woman and they don't answer. I'm thinking, she's mad at me. What did I do? Here's my checklist. What did I do?
That's horrible training, Tom.
Oh, man.
That's coach material. Okay, the secret's out now.
There you go. We played, we were trying to get you on the phone. We played Memphis Hot. Good song. Okay. Love that song.
Oh, thank you.
Now, how old is that? That's relatively new, right?
You know what? That is going to be released in 2021 on my new album entitled Mother of the Crossroads.
Okay.
Yeah.
So 2021 early in the year, first quarter, or were you going to wait till spring and summer to tour?
No, probably early in the year. You know, with everything that's happening, you know, a lot of artists, I don't like to say we're on pause. But we are surviving as many other people in this world day to day.
Mm-hmm.
And things have been changing on a dime. You know, every day we wake up and there's different news and different things happening. But I will concur with your guest that, you know, in music, there's a lot of healing that can be done. So us artists, even though we are in survival mode, trying to make it, we're not gigging, we're not doing our regular shows and such. We're still deep within our creative mode. That's something that never leaves us, and I'm so thankful for that gift and thankful for others' gifts, other artists' gifts to express what's happening, because art depicts life.
Mm-hmm.
And to have that to be used as a vessel to uplift people when we can.
Now, you've been doing a lot of radio still. You are a natural at radio. Yes. Everybody in radio seems to love you. You're constantly a guest somewhere. I'm watching you on Facebook all the time, doing all these different broadcasts with blues stations and channels and internet. Mm-hmm. So is that one way of getting this new music out? Have you been playing the Mother of the Crossroads songs? I know you've got 9 or 10 of them already written and recorded.
That is the way that I'll be getting music out, and you know, the different pathways to release music is changing also. There's a lot of radio stations that are not up and running right now.
Mm-hmm.
So record labels are holding back on their releases as well. But that is going to be an avenue, as it was prior.
Okay.
I wanted to send you two songs. The first song that I sent you was Losing Time for Love. And you are the very first person to hear that.
Well, we're going to play that in just a moment. What's been going on as far as you've been in downtime now? Obviously, you've been writing and being creative. Have you done any kind of career reflection, had any epiphanies, now that you've had time to sit down and be in your house and be with your kids and say, okay, here's Bridget the person, here's Bridget the artist, what am I going to do with my art at this point? What am I going to do with my career? Have you had any epiphanies on how maybe now that you've had time, like Eric says, he's been living in cars for years, driving around doing gigs, you don't have time to kind of reflect. Now everybody's got time to reflect. What have you come up with regarding your career?
You know what? My career, every day I wake up thankful. I wake up thankful and with gratitude. I think I'm still the same person as an artist. I think it's now my thankfulness is amplified. My gratitude is amplified. The
okay.
people that I'm surrounded and loved, and the people who I get to, the people who listen to my music, it's everything is amplified for me. And I'm stay in that moment of gratitude when I'm down like everybody else. I have to redirect my thoughts. I have to redirect my actions.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to take myself out of myself and who I am. And I start calling people that might be home alone.
Okay.
To maybe cheer them up. So that's where I am. Career-wise, as you said, I'm still creating, still going into the studio. I'm actually in the process of also writing some children's songs.
Oh, interesting. I like that.
Yeah, and really, it's been really laid heavy on my heart to do that, because I've lived my life, and right now, there are children being affected heavily by what's going on. And if I can take them out of a moment and parents out of a moment and bring some joy via music and bring some joy via dancing, maybe mental health strategies,
mm-hmm.
some social emotional strategies. It's really, really been laid heavy on my heart to do so. So I'm in the process of writing some children's music.
Well, Bridget, I'm going to have to cut you short here. We're running a little tight, but I'm so glad you were able to get through to us. I want to remind the listeners that they can follow you on Facebook. Also, BridgetPurdy.net, and that's BRIGITTE, Bridget Purdy with a U, .net. Yes. And there's links to all the new songs. You can sample the songs. You can find out more about her career. You can watch videos. There's all kinds of fun stuff. Lovely pictures as well. I don't know who. I don't know who's the lucky guy that gets to take pictures of you for your promo. But he always makes you just looks so beautiful. I mean, he obviously has got a great model to work with, but your pictures are some of the best, promotional shots. You got the hats and the style and the bangly, bracelets. I mean, your image fits your music so well. I'm looking forward to seeing what he comes up with for the new album. But
Thank you so much. I apologize for you getting touching base with me, but you know I'm a dog lover as well, and my dog ran outside the house, and I ran with the dog and left my phone, and then I got back, and I said,
You got the dog, though, right?
I got my dog.
Yes!
All right. Well, we're going to play that song you were just talking about, Losing Time for Love. Is there a quick story that we can kind of... you can front sell this with Losing Time to Love. I'm sorry, not for love.
Well, I wrote this pre-pandemic, and my thoughts were always, now is the time to love. And we can't let those days pass us by without really showing love, giving love, lifting people up in love. And so that was it, you know.
Okay.
And now we, as a world, we need so much love. We need so much love.
Can't argue that at all. Bridget, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
All right. BridgetPurdy.net. This is Losing Time for Love. To Love. Losing Time to Love. Get it right, Tom. Bridget Purdy, Losing Time to Love, a song on her forthcoming album, Mother of the Crossroads, written right before the pandemic, but it seems to fit the mood, Losing Time to Love. And as Eric has said, as all of our guests, as Ellis Paul has said, it's a time now where we need to focus on love, focus on coming together, focus on the fact that it's not the paint job, as my friend Billy Shelton of the Spaniels has said so many times to me. It's not the paint job on the outside. It's what's inside. And on that note, we've got a guy that is a veteran singer-songwriter. He was half of Lone and Navarro back in the day. His tunes have been recorded by the likes of Jackson Browne, The Temptations, Pat Benatar, The Bangles. He's an award-winning songwriter. He's got a brand new album out called Shed My Skin. And we have him on the phone a little later than I planned on, but we got him. Dan Navarro, hello.
How are you doing, Tom? It's good. Man, that was great to hear that tune, by the way, on the hold button. I was sitting there just bopping my head off.
Singing now.
Right. Yeah, we've had we've got Eric Lambert in here. I know you guys know each other.
Hello, my friend.
Good to see you, my friend. How are you?
I am fabulous. Not as busy as you.
Well, you know, I made myself busy. Everything's shut down. I tour like crazy. I haven't been home for this long in 30 years, but it's going to be a total of 6 months before I can even think about getting back on the road again. It's already been four and change. So I'm streaming every day, five, 6 days a week. 113 episodes since March 15th.
Wow.
I haven't worn real pants or shoes in 4 months. You know, I mean, like, I'm wearing, like, big old shorts. I mean, it's, the only thing missing is, like, a me on the beach with sandals and a metal detector. It's like they're so huge. But it's definitely different. It's but, you know, I mean, we can't do anything about this except to find a way to pull together and find a way to make it work. Because the main thing, this is not in one place. This is not a, you know, this is everywhere. This is all over the place. So there's really no place to run or hide. So I hit the airwaves. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people are looking for a place to connect. I know that Ellis Paul, who you had on earlier, he's on pretty close to every day, if not every day as well.
How satisfying is that for you? Shar was saying earlier in the beginning of the show that as much as they do the online stuff, it just there's something missing, that energy from the audience. How do you deal with that? Because you are another one of those that goes into the crowd. You are a very impassioned performer, full energy show. Even though you're an acoustic artist, people need to understand that acoustic does not mean boring and laid back. It's an energized art form.
Far from laid back. Well, I've invited them in. Essentially, there's a little entity that's now called the Dan Fam, and they're having full bore conversations with each other. They're not just listening to the music, and they're not sitting there going, hey, great song. They're sitting there going, oh, really? That happened to you? Well, the same thing happened to me. My boss, he's such a jerk. Oh, you're kidding. Well, my boss, he like canned me. And, well, you know, or I've got to go get, you know, I'm going into therapy pretty soon. And they're talking to each other, making friends with each other. I swear to God, I actually believe there is about to be a hookup. A couple of people that I'm sitting there going, something's going on here.
It's a Navarro dating service.
Apparently so. Well, the whole thing, and I will say this is, you know, I'm silly, but this is serious, is they're not saying, hey, that's a great song or love your music. They're saying, you're saving my butt. I look forward to this all day. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I would do if you weren't on the air every day. And everybody, you know, there's other versions of it. I mean, you know, Ellis is doing it. Dan Byrne is going almost every day. And I know lots of artists are going weekly or twice a week. I just got a wild hair on March 16th, the second day I did it, to go, okay, I'll see you tomorrow. I'll see you tomorrow. And it really did turn into, I did the first 25 days without a day off. And then it's like, okay, you guys, I got to take Sundays off. And I don't always, I've done 113 shows in 130 days.
Wow.
And I've never done that much on the real road. So this is, and it's 2 hours a pop. Oh, sometimes yesterday was 2 hours and 25 minutes because I decided to sing a song that wasn't on the list. And I even wrote a farewell song on the fly. You know how on Facebook, like, you know, on the streams, if you hit like or love, it sends a little icon streaming up the screen. Well, if you hold it down, they go like machine gun fire. So I'm turning the camera off and I see this and I just get a wild hair. I kind of do this 1-877 Cars for Kids chord progression and made up watching as the hearts go by, watching them as they fly. And we now have a closing theme. I've been doing that now for over two months. Cool. I just literally made it up on the fly. I change it up every time, make up new lyrics every time. You know, sometimes I add things just to be silly and, at one point, I mixed it in with I'll Be Your Baby Tonight by Bob Dylan, and then immediately got slapped with a, not a cease and desist, just a, hey, you know, YouTube, that's a copyright thing. Just letting you know, we're not taking you down, but you can't monetize it, and I don't care about monetizing it. This is keeping me from going crazy. Mm-hmm. And Every once in a while, it's a little too much because I said you can ask for covers, and even if I don't know them, I'll learn them. And lately, it's been people going, okay, got 15 songs, I want 10 covers, and I got to go, hey, you guys, it takes 2 hours per song to learn them, and I can't spend 20 hours learning these songs if I'm doing them every day.
Right.
But today, I've got to learn a Genesis tune and a Martin Page tune, and I listen to them going, these are not going to be easy.
Genesis tune?
But, you know, a Genesis tune. It's wow. A later Genesis tune. It's a, you know, Phil Collins-y ballad Genesis tune. But I'm listening going, it's not multiple meters, but it is not the most, you know, it's not Ring of Fire.
Yeah. Be,
and it's nothing I've ever heard. So we're having some fun. Wow. Yesterday I learned a song called The Open Door by a group called Man Ram from Scotland, and the thing laid me out to the point where I did it twice. I was choking up in it about, you know, what it is to go, I'm sorry, I got to leave you, but I got to go do this music thing. And, you know, we're drawn to it. Eric's been at it a long time. Ellis has been at it a long time. I've been at it a long time. And I'm grateful for the opportunity that there's a, it, you know, 1918 was bad. 1637 was bad, but they didn't have internet. We didn't have Zoom. Didn't have, you know, phone calls with radio stations to keep us connected and keep us from going nuts, you know?
You're part of the Nashville Songwriters Association.
I was just doing a panel for them to young songwriters on the status of the Music Modernization Act, and in particular the Mechanical Licensing Collective that's going to change how songwriters get paid. Hopefully it's going to be more money in songwriters' pockets. The streaming is real easy and real nice for the consumer, and it's really bad for artists and musicians. You know, it's not going away because it's just too good. I subscribe. I do Spotify, and it's easy, and it's relatively, I mean, you know, $10 a month for the choice of everything they've got is pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm.
But to get, you know, 2 million streams of We Belong and get $3 is kind of weird when 2 million plays on radio, I mean, that's thousands of dollars.
Wow.
You know, so it's different.
Have you been writing a lot during the downtime? Obviously, you're performing a lot. Are you finding time to write your own material, or are you just taking a break from it?
I haven't written much in the last few. I had been going through a writing spurt, and so I'm actually contacting friends going, if you've got a snip of anything, whether it's a little bit of a chord progression or a little bit of a lyric or a whole lyric, just send it to me, because I'm definitely needing a kickstart there, because I'm spending a lot of time learning songs.
Okay.
Like I say, what I started doing, and Paul Wiltberger, Eric's my mutual friend, you are all our mutual friend. One day, I had hit about the 8-week mark with the streams, and we had a little collaboration and came up with the idea that I would ask the fans to submit a 15-song set individually. So far, it's been 70 different sets. I'm going to end up at about 75 before I shift gears. So, and the covers have increased, so I'm learning songs all day. Going, I don't know this tune, charting them out and writing, you know, making lyric sheets with big giant red chords and turning the downbeats into red so I know what the basic rhythm is without a music sheet, and learning songs I've never heard.
Well, speaking of covers, you did a great cover of Tom Prasad Rao's $20 Bill. We opened the show with Ellis Paul's version, and I promised everyone we were definitely going to get to your version of it. You noted when you wrote to me about the show that 130 artists have covered this in 6 weeks.
Over 130 now. It was a groundswell instantly. He wrote it on the 28th of May. I recorded mine on June 3rd. It was already at about 20 or 25 artists then. Tom has been around for a long time. I've known him at least 25 years. He's a great musician, great songwriter, great recording artist, and a very, very cool person. But he wrote the song of a lifetime. He did what Bob Beamon did at the 68 Olympics. Bob Beamon broke the world record in the long jump by 2 feet, not 2 inches. And Tom wrote the song of a lifetime. And everybody responded by going, I don't need to write a George Floyd song. This is perfect. I mean, it took that right off my agenda because I couldn't say it any better, more simply, more poignantly, and more movingly than he did. So I just figured, well, what the heck? Mm-hmm. I'll throw up a camera, throw up a microphone, and I'll record my own version of it.
How did you put your own fingerprints on it? Ellis was telling us that there's gospel versions, there's country versions, there's rock versions, there's soul versions. How did you make it your own song? And then we're going to play
it. Well, part of what I did was that I decided to get into the, I put it into a tuning so that it would be very big and rich and slow it down just a little bit. Tom kind of sang it like a writer does, a little out of the pocket. And I decided to do it pretty much as straight as I possibly could and to try to get into the passion of the vocal. So I, in essence, rather than throw a lot of stuff on it in terms of where I put things to make it my own, I made it my own by simplifying it.
All right. Well, let's play that. We heard it earlier, Ellis Paul's version. We're going to hear Dan Navarro's version. We'll be back with Dan in just a moment. This, once again, is a song you need to listen to. Listen to the words. It's the perfect song. $20 Bill.
Some people die for honor. Some people die for love. Some people die while singing to the heavens above. Some people die believing in the cross on Calvary's hill. And some people die in the blink of an eye for a $20 bill. Some people go out in glory, yeah, with the wind at their back. Some get to tell their own story, write their own epitaph. Sometimes you see it coming, sometimes you don't know until you're out of breath with a knee on your neck for a $20 bill. Oh, brother, I never knew you. And now I never will. But I make this promise to you. I'll remember you still. So take heed, let this be our communion. It's time to break the bread. Do this in remembrance, just like the good book said. Sometimes the wine is a sacrament. Sometimes the blood is just spilled. And sometimes the law is the devil's last straw, our future unfulfilled. Like the dream they killed for a $20 bill.
$20 Bill, written by Tom Prasada Rao, done by Dan Navarro, my final guest this afternoon here on Midwest Beat. And Dan, again, has written so many great songs for so many artists. And it's interesting to hear you cover a song and bring your own persona to it. And when you were recording that, was that done at the home studio?
That was done in my living room in the setup I have for streaming on a single stereo microphone in one take.
Wow.
That's a Shure MV88, and basically, I just wanted it to be as dumb as possible, you know, and I don't mean dumb in a pejorative manner. I didn't want to overthink it, and I didn't want to overproduce it.
Mm-hmm.
So I just literally set up one mic. It's not even mixed. It's live vocal into it. It's a stereo microphone, recording guitar and voice at the same time.
It's got that full sound. That's what I was asking. It doesn't sound like great, it's a... It sounds like a live recording, but it also sounds like it was enhanced a bit, but it wasn't. So it was just the microphone.
Well, I did slap a tiny bit of reverb on it, I will admit. But other than that, it's not altered in any way. It's a pretty exceptional microphone that has an enormous amount of control, and it's designed to be used directly with your phone. I recorded that baby on my phone.
Wow. Isn't that awesome? It's amazing what these phones do.
It's amazing
it really
what that
is.
Mic
I mean, they're
does.
Supercomputers in your pocket, you know? Wow. It's, I mean, basically, when the computer was invented, a computer with this kind of power filled an entire room and cost, you know, like $20 million in 1952 money or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. It's, in fact, the original computer would have been $6 million in modern money and didn't have the power of a pocket calculator that you can buy for a buck.
Wow. Craziness.
That's what we've done. But yeah. I can't live without my phone, and I love it. I mean, I'm far from a Luddite. I think I'm a little older than both Eric, and definitely older than Ellis. And bring it on. I want to know about the new stuff.
It's amazing. We've got all this these smarts and technology, but we're so stupid when it comes to interacting with each other and getting over the fact that we're all in it together. I hate that phrase, but it really is true.
Well, you know, and I think I actually have friends who really have a violent reaction to that exact phrase, so I'll put it slightly different. We're all going through the same thing.
Right.
Each of us has our own take on it, the ways in which we're impacted, but we're all going through the same thing. We can't go out unless we're going to be nutty. I mean, I've seen a lot of stuff, and I'm not going to get political here, but I will say I've talked to a few people who said, well, I don't know anybody who got sick. I know 22 people who have gotten sick. I've known 7 people who died.
Wow.
And from that standpoint, at my age, I'm not going out there. I'm
right.
not risking this. Dead is dead.
Right.
Someone else wants to, be my guest. I'm not going to be around.
Well, you've left us with great music, and you're not going anywhere, so we can hold out a little longer till we hear the new stuff, because you got a great catalog. And we're going to close with one of your biggest songs that you and Eric had done as Lone and Navarro. Pat Benatar covered it famously, and here you are with a new version with Marina V, another friend of this show.
One of my favorite versions. It was her idea, and she produced it with her husband, Nick. I simply guested on it, and I'm really grateful to her.
All right. DanNavarro.com is where you'll find him. Keep up with him. And, Dan, thank you. I want to get you back on when we have more time to talk, if that's okay. I'll set it up with
you. I would love it. Thanks for understanding about today's schedule. People in Nashville were happy. Eric, it's great to see you, brother.
Be well, my friend. Good to hear your voice.
All right. And that wraps up today's show. Chef Nick is coming up with Let's Eat. But right now, let's listen. This is Marina V and Dan Navarro. We belong. Adios, everybody.
What to do with my strength anyway.